Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Tuesday, May 23, 2006. The UK asks Israel for compensation for two shootings, and the army invades several West Bank cities and arrests two in Ramallah, six in Bethlehem, and 16 in Nablus. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned.
The United Kingdom's Attorney General has asked Israel to pay compensation to the families of two Britons who were shot dead in 2003 by Israeli troops in the Gaza Strip, a British embassy spokesperson said on Tuesday. The spokeswoman declined to say how much compensation was being sought and how Israeli officials responded to the request. Victims' families have asked Attorney General Peter Goldsmith to consider whether war crime charges can be brought under the Geneva Convention. Peace activist Tom Herndell, 22, was shot in the head in Rafah in the southern Gaza Strip in April 2003, and cameraman James Miller, 34, a father of two, was shot dead weeks later. Before his visit to Israel, Goldsmith said he wanted to find out more about both cases before deciding whether to bring prosecutions in Britain. Herndell was killed while trying to remove two Palestinian children from the range of fire as troops were firing above their heads. Herndell was in the area with the International Solidarity Movement, a pro-Palestinian peace group, documenting Israeli violations of human rights, as he was a photographer and peace activist. Miller, on the other hand, was killed in the Rafah areas while making a film for British TV.
Israeli troops invaded the West Bank city of Ramallah, north of Jerusalem, Tuesday at dawn, and arrested two residents after destroying shops and a home. Soldiers surrounded the house of Ibrahim Miri, 37, and Nazeh Mahdi, then partially demolished it, along with some nearby shops, before arresting the two and taking them to an unknown location. The army claims that Miri is the leader of the Islamic Jihad armed wing in the West Bank.
The Israeli army invaded several areas of the West Bank city of Bethlehem and arrested six residents early Tuesday morning. Troops entered Al-Doha town to the west of the city, stormed the house of Mohammed Al-Afifi, 45, and arrested him. Troops searched his house but found no weapons or explosives, local sources reported. Afifi was taken to unknown location, the source said. Meanwhile, army jeeps stormed the town of Abadia, east of the city, and arrested Radi Alan, 44, after searching his house and several other houses, eyewitnesses reported. Also, Israeli forces invaded Dahesha refugee camp, west of the city, and arrested four residents. The arrestees were identified as Mohammed Al-Ghabadi, 25, Adham Salem, 21, Ishmael Al-Jafari, 22, and Hassim Al-Hassanat, 20. All were taken to unknown destinations, eyewitnesses said. Troops entered the refugee camp and surrounded and searched several homes before they arrested the four, the eyewitnesses added.
Tuesday morning, Israeli soldiers invaded the West Bank city of Nablus and Balata refugee camp and arrested 15 students of An-Najah University. One Palestinian policeman was also arrested. Soldiers and army vehicles stormed the residents' homes and surrounded students' dorms. Abed Afana, 37, was arrested when Israeli forces searched his house. He is a Palestinian Authority police officer who works in the city. Meanwhile, soldiers attacked residents' homes and shops in the nearby Balata refugee camp. No arrests were made, however, the military operation is ongoing. Israeli army sources said the purpose of this military operation that started Tuesday morning was to arrest what the army describes as wanted residents.
Israeli forces invaded the village of Al-Karmel, south of the West Bank city of Hebron, allegedly looking for wanted Palestinians Tuesday morning. Soldiers entered the village and conducted a wide-scale search in the village. No arrests were made, villagers reported.
And that's just some of the news for today in Palestine. For constant updates, check out the International Middle East Media Center website, www.imemc.org. As always, thanks for joining us. From Occupied Bethlehem, this Palestine Today was brought to you by
Penny Quinton,
Tarina Aguilar,
and Ghassan Benoura.